Hello. You know, it's quite funny actually. I quite miss the original version of Audio Boo. I don't there's aspects of this new version that I quite like, but whenever you pressed the record button, it would count down from three and make a funny sort of bing, bing, bing noise. You would actually just hear the tail end of that noise at the start of a lot of audio boos. If you go back to some of my early audio boos, you might just hear just a few last little notes of that counting. I thought I'd talk a bit about today because it's been unpredictable, I think is the best word. I had a gig today in Burslem, which is often regarded as the mother town of Stoke's six towns. And that might help click in as to why I've previously done sessions on Six Towns Radio. Or at least the name of it. It shouldn't tell you why I've done sessions there. It should just tell you why it's called what it is. Because they're based in Burslem. And so, yes. It's Burslem Festival. It has been Burslem Festival. And two friends of mine. They're not objects. One of whom presents a show on Six Towns Radio that I have been on, and the other of whom presents a show on Six Towns Radio I have not been on. Lee Barber and Jim McShee, they were doing Burslem Festival stuff. They were getting a small acoustic stage together, and I was due to be playing on that. So I arrived in Burslem early. I'd hoped to anyway, but then I had a text from Lee asking me to come and play. Would I be able to play about half an hour earlier than I'd previously been expected to, which was fine. So I hopped up to Burslem, and the place where I was supposed to be playing, the stage wasn't there, and there was a stage down at the bottom of a different square of which I cannot remember the name. So I headed down to where the stage to where the stage was there. It seemed like the best bet. It's quite a good sturdy stage for an outdoor stage, and it had one of those inflatable sort of proscenium arches over it. Very well designed thing that would actually do a very good job of keeping out all weathers. That's cool. And I saw Lee and Jim, who informed me that the people who were supposed to be organising the festival as a whole, not one of the people who were supposed to be organising it had turned up. And not only that, hadn't put their stage out that they were supposed to have. And so they were cramming all the acoustic acts onto the stage that was in the middle of town. So, yeah, I played a good set, I think. I played a few songs that are going to be on the record, and I played a couple of songs that I've just recently written that will be on record number two. And among my audience, I was happy to spot a bedraggled drunk with wee all down the front of his trousers, who enjoyed trying to count me in on songs but with the wrong rhythm, which is obviously going to happen if you're going to try and count somebody in on a song you've never heard. But other than that, it was fun. It was nice. It's been a funny day. I enjoyed it.